This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We'll get to Bill's throws in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge. Score one, smoking.
Score one.
Chris, he's the king of catering. He is.
The king of catering.
He truly is. He's got great barbecue sauces and rubs at score1smoking.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, but he is the true king of catering.
He's everywhere. The guy you want to have over to the house when you have an event going on, you want to get a hold of him. Imagine him showing up with the big rig.
Big Rick.
All of a sudden.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. He's here. What's he going to do? Smoke meat. How about that? Right in front. Just pulling up. It's incredible. I've seen it live, guys. I've seen it live. I've had it three times.
Have you really?
Events that he has catered. I went down to Orleans, Nebraska. He brought the rig down there, and it was incredible.
What kind of rig is
What's that? Just a giant four. I think he's got dualies on it on the pickup.
Okay.
And he's pulling some stuff. Yeah. It's incredible.
He's got a big dually.
Yeah, cheesy potatoes.
Oh.
Oh, and the meat. Oh, I'm cheesy telling potatoes. You.
Sounds so good.
It's really good.
It does sound good.
That's where I'm whipping fat out the window.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can purchase your own rubs and sauces online at score1smoking.com. You don't have to be local. You can be in California. You can be in
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He'll have a hard time getting out to Arizona to cater for
but
you.
But
he can get his stuff out there. Yeah. Also, he can send you product too. He can send it overnight. He can send the meat.
They can overnight
it. Meat, overnight it.
Really?
Overnight it. Mm-hmm. Overnight it. Right now, if you're in Seattle and you want some nice some smoked meats, he can get it to you by tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Seattle, call him.
Check out the website.
Overnight.
Score, overnight.
Score one smoking without the G. Score1smoking.com. Chris, good guy out in Holdridge.
Incredible. All right.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to help plan your financial future today. Bill, the floor is yours.
Forgot to mention, this is on me, but airplanes aren't cheap and gas isn't cheap for those airplanes. Mid Plains Advisor sponsoring Shin Daddy today with the airplane. They're the ones that got the airplane for him.
Really?
They're the ones that are financing the whole thing.
That's not And they
didn't write a check. They just gave a big stack of cash. Here you go. Here you go. Just here you go. Take that. You good?
I need a roll.
I need a roll. Yeah.
Count it up. It's all there.
Yeah. It's all there. Don't worry about it. Right there, because then they're like, Steve's like, that's a lot right now. He goes, from the time I just handed you that, we just made this. So it's not a big deal.
Not at all.
It's not a big deal.
Times are not tough.
Don't stress
that. Let's not act like they are.
Yeah, they're not. Just like that. I was wondering too, when Travis Kelce, they said, got his new contract. Got a big new contract.
I think he got 17 million a year.
A year for a couple years.
2 years. 2 years, 34 million.
Imagine if Taylor Swift's like, I just made that yesterday.
Yeah.
Made that right?
Yeah.
Now. Right now. 17
yeah,
mil.
Boom. Man, yeah, she looks down her nose at that for sure.
Yeah, that's
like, all right, what's your problem?
Yeah. That's cute, Travis.
Maybe
that's
I should move on.
That's yeah, fun.
That's cute.
That's
cute.
Fun. But look at this.
That's all they're paying you?
Hey.
Well, hey, get look some at, Pfizer going.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this number. What do you think of this? I gave away $250 million in bonuses.
He's getting a lot from Pfizer.
You're just a little peasant, Travis.
Oh, God. Okay.
Please.
Bill's Thrills.
Bill's Thrills.
Are we doing it today?
There's the flip. See the
well,
flip?
We thought we'd hit on a cool parenting tip. I think this is something that you want to try to ingrain in your kids, and it's going to be hard. So I had an interesting conversation in Tecama. I was in Tecama a couple nights ago to speak in an event. And afterwards, I connected at Ronnie's Bar with some of my parents' friends. These are they're in their 90s now.
Really?
Yeah, in their 90s. Had a great conversation.
Monday night?
And they talked about how much fun they had when they were all together for, you know, a great span of 10, whatever years. Tons of fun. And one of the things that came up three times, they said, you know what? We really didn't spend that much money. We were just doing fun things that everyone getting together. It wasn't that.
Tell me more.
So it led me to a cool parenting tip.
Mm.
Cash is calming. Cash is calming. Freaky fun was within your budget. Cash is calming, freaky fun. So think about, so here's the thing. Everything's expensive price of vacation on event equals the finest of times. That's not true. It is not true. It is not true. The money, I want to be helicoptered in. I want to be helicoptered into, we got helicoptered into a lodge in Aspen, and it was the greatest vacation ever. No, doesn't happen that way. The most I've ever laughed in my life was on a fishing vacation.
Yeah.
We were in a cabin made of 2x4s and plywood. 2x4s and plywood, and I laughed
crude.
For 6 hours right there with Duke, Chalky, Brett, Shin Daddy, Mike Shipwright, and myself. 6 hours, the hardest laughing I've ever had in my life.
Really?
That was it. That was the vacation time. So it wasn't like, Duke was there, Chalky, Brett Wall, Shin Daddy, Mike Shipwright, my cousin, and myself, six of us.
Chalky.
It went on for 6 hours. It was the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. And the cabin we were in was made of plywood. Like that. Best family vacation I've ever been on in my life for a one-night stay for us right there. A holodome. Yeah, old school Holiday Inn in the 70s. Oh, back then, probably about, what, 45 bucks a night?
Yeah.
So I guess you could do. You could swim in a
you
pool.
You love the holodome.
You could putt golf.
Yep.
All the same. All one big holodome. Had all the stuff set for
it. And I got a question for you. This was the key of the holodome. Your room, the sliding glass doors open to the inside.
Holodome. Yeah, went to the holodome.
Open to the inside.
Yeah,
they did. And you could go from the pool right to your room through a sliding glass door.
Yeah. You want to play putt-putt? Yeah, I got it. How about shuffleboard? You want to do that?
Just walk around your gym in your
swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
All of a sudden like that. Hey, you want to finish that hole? Yeah, hang on. I'm going to go dive in quick. Cost you. Oh, that set us back, you know, like $9,000-$10,000. No, it didn't. It's $44. Most fun you've ever had.
You go dive in quick.
Spring break. Went on spring break for $500.
Really?
Some of the $500 back in the day, probably what it was, $500-$600. The most incredible time you've ever had in your life like that.
It doesn't have to be expensive.
But yet, we think that magic is the luxury.
That is beautiful.
Teach your kids that the greatest memories will be on budget.
Yeah, you don't have to chop her into Aspen.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Kind of fun.
And there's someone's going to push back. Somebody's like going, yeah, we know we took the kids. It cost us $22,000 to go to Disney. That won't be your greatest memory, your greatest big. If you think about your greatest times, your most fun you've ever had in your life, it's never like, you know what's the most fun I've ever had in my life now. It set me back a couple years.
No.
But nope, that's never what happened. Or like for me, a lot of it is games, victories, places where it was euphoric type of thing. There's never been a vacation. The only thing I could ever think that would be worth, like what would be something to be worth spending ridiculous money on? It'd be like, okay, if Johnny Cash was still alive and I could get him for $50,000 to spend a weekend with us at the cabin and just sit and play music, that would be cool.
That would be worth it.
But the other stuff, it's not. I've been on some vacations that were expensive. I've ate a $100 steak.
Yeah.
No. I'd rather be at the Blue Moon.
What's going on Outback?
I'd rather be at Outback. Exactly.
Right. With friends.
Anything come up with you? Funny. When's the hardest time you ever laughed, Steve?
Oh,
when was it?
I don't
the,
know.
The most fun you've ever had. When would it be?
Well, I was young. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of...
Would it be when...
I hate to name names because I leave people out.
When your buddy said, hey, Sip, jump in.
Yeah.
And how much did that trip didn't cost
nothing.
Anything?
And you virtually
jump,
nothing.
And you want, hey, you just want to jump
in the
Gulf
of Mississippi.
And you, hey,
yeah, my
Sip.
Brother's wedding. Yeah, it was my brother's wedding.
Hey, Sip, yeah. Jump in.
No, it was this. He said we're not jumping in the Gulf of Mississippi. The whole way down, I was going, hey, we got to go to the Gulf of Mississippi jump in. He goes, no, we don't have time. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it because we just don't have time. So we stopped there, and we're eating sandwiches. And I go, I got to go to the bathroom. And there's some outdoor bathrooms up there, you know. And I went up there, and I came back. Hoss was gone. And he goes, hey, what are you waiting for? And
he was in the car.
But it didn't cost anything. No, we had sandwiches in the trunk.
In the trunk.
That's what we were eating. I mean,
yeah, better times.
Better times. And it didn't, Jake, you're right, anything though, it didn't cost anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I've had a lot of good times where I've laughed, but probably just at the
you
lake.
You and Seth?
Yeah. I mean, just playing golf.
You and Seth?
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much money to play golf.
No.
$50 to play golf. We've had some great times. A lot of times we yell at each other also, but we had some great times in the golf course. Out in Friend, Nebraska, me and Seth had some great times going to Friend, Nebraska.
You just think
golf
of the,
course.
Think of road trips, this, that, you name it.
A lot of times.
Everything. Yeah. There's never a time when you really go down like... Tell me your greatest time of your life. Well, we went on a vacation.
Right.
Now, it did. It cost us $28,000.
No.
To do that. No, no.
No, it's usually not that way.
People you're with. Anything that the text people agree or disagree.
Here's some response from the text line. A lot of the stuff comes back to the Holodome.
The Holodome was incredible.
It was good. That was
Sean in Omaha says, yes, Bill, we would spend a weekend at the Holodome in Kearney in the 80s. Best time. Swimming, arcade, shuffleboard.
Elephant's Eye.
Godfather's Pizza. Goal. Goal.
Yeah.
Who in Columbus?
Bert!
Catfishing on the river with my brother, 30 beers and some bait.
Yeah, think about that. Best time he ever
had. Oh, yeah.
Had.
Whoa, no, yeah, there you go. Yeah, we used to go out on the loop.
Loop. Yeah, going fishing.
Just screwing around.
Yeah,
that was. You're right.
The drive up.
No money.
The drive up on a fishing trip, just driving wherever you're going in the car, was as hilarious of time with like 5 or 6 of your buddies and talking through it. My dad was in the cabin that night, and he was the next day. We looked at us like, "What happened last night?" It was 6 hours of
uproarious laughter,
ridiculous. And Duke holding court,
Duke holding court.
Yeah, he holds court. Yeah, a lot of there's
he
a lot of
court.
There's a lot of Duke stories. Yep. Someone we can't
Hoss
tell
is
on.
Like that.
Troy says the elephant's eye. Oh Lord, on the text line.
Oh, that's all you got.
Yeah, oh Lord, Troy eye. And Lincoln.
That was part of the you go up there and you can get like a hurricane or something like that up there in the elephant's. It's a bar. It was built like a tiki hut, and you walked up into it, but it overlooked the pool. And let me ask you this: can you smell the Holodome right now?
Yes.
Oh, you can smell it—the chlorine.
Yep.
Oh, and you walked.
It's
hot. It's very hot.
Yeah.
And you were a kid, like I said. You slid the window open and the door open. And
the sliding glass door.
Sliding glass door, and you just being in your shorts.
Yeah.
And you're
just walking around. Dripping.
Yeah, just walking in and out.
Yeah.
In and out. God.
See, this was the New World Inn in Columbus. It wasn't the Holodome. No. Columbus had one, though. And we went to it.
Couple more. Husker Mike in Waterloo says, 100% agree. Simple vacations are the best. All about the people. It's all about the people.
People.
Yeah, people too.
Laughs.
It's not about the luxury. It's like, what do you guys think? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get about 10 people together. We're going to spend... $400,000 on this vacation. It'll be epic.
We're going to the Caribbean.
It'll be epic.
Resort.
No, it won't. It won't be epic. It won't be. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. It won't
says
be epic.
The best nights are after 10 with a deck of cards and a case of beer on an old table.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Play some blackjack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Better times.
Mm-hmm. Just playing blackjack. You don't even need. I mean, I hate to say this because some people disagree, but I really don't need booze. I mean, blackjack's just fun to play.
Dave and Fulton. By the way, I have a gift for you guys from Dave and Fulton.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for the gifts. I forgot to give it last week. But Dave says, potluck at the Wausau Park with aunts, uncles, and cousins. Play games and sit around in lawn chairs. Better times.
Yeah.
Better lawn chairs.
It's not about the luxury. You have to have cash. Yeah, like I said, cash is calming because that helps you. We need to have I have a job that has insurance and this and all those things. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it, it's always 100%. The top 100 times in my life have nothing to do with money.
Nope.
Nothing
interesting.
To do with
I'm trying top to think
100
about
times.
Yeah, that's probably right.
One last time, Bill, your headline, please, for today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sorry, your mid drink there.
Cash is calming. Freaky fun is always within your budget.
That's really good. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored
good headlines.
By Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them today at 402-730-7387. It's time to play the game show here on a Thursday. Give us a call at 402-464-5685. On Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo. Today is Dos de Mayo. It was a big celebration for Dos Equis today.
Really?
De Mayo. They like to kind of go ahead of time. Dos de Mayo.
Is that right?
So, as a tribute to Dos de Mayo and Cinco de Mayo, today is Spanish foods and drinks.
Well, that's right.
This Hispanic?
Yeah. I'm going to give you the word
simple,
in Spanish.
This is right.
You tell me what
in
is in English.
What's that?
I will give you the word in
Did
Spanish.
Did you use tortuga?
Nope. You tell me what the word is in
Turtle.
English.
Okay.
I'll give you the Spanish word.
And these are foods and drinks.
That's right.
Okay.
In
simple,
Spanish.
You should kill them.
I mean, I only really know burrito and margarita.
I'm the same way. I'm just like
464
hard shell taco.
5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts
tortilla.
Right now.
We've all been
nachos.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip in Trivia. I think you guys are 2-1 on the week. 2-1. Is that right, Josh?
Josh.
Yeah, 2-1. Josh. Yep.
Josh
almost fell asleep.
He
back
was
there.
So out.
Yeah.
He was so out of it.
Josh is checked out.
He's checked out.
Checking out.
He's checked out. He's like, I'm out of here. I got a job.
Yep.
I'm checked out.
We got Jerry. Jerry, how do you feel about Spanish foods and drinks today?
We're going to give it a try.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always, to see if he's useful today for Spanish foods. With Spanish words.
Spanish foods. This is unreal.
All right. Jerry, first question goes to you. What drink is cerveza in Spanish?
That would be beer.
That would be beer. Yes, it would.
Wow. Don't overthink that
one. No one would have gotten that one.
Don't overthink. Exactly. All right, Sip, first question, down one zip. What fruit is manzana in Spanish? Manzana. M-A-N-Z-A-N-A, manzana.
An orange.
Is it an orange? No. Do you want that one, Jerry, or not?
Yeah, I'm going to take a hard pass on that.
That would be an apple. Apple is manzana.
I would have needed an hour.
I've never heard
for
of that.
For the win, Jerry, last question. What fruit is naranja in Spanish?
Why fruit?
Five.
Lime.
Lime.
Hey, we're alive, Steve.
Not.
I'm thinking hard pass. I don't know what.
Yeah, we pass.
You should have guessed that was orange that time. That wasn't orange. All right, for the tie, sip to force the tiebreaker. Bill is in play. Vegetable is lechuga in Spanish?
We got lechuga.
Don't think about this one.
Okay, I am thinking
about
it.
It's a vegetable.
Lechuga.
Lechuga.
Get some lechuga. I don't have the foggiest, but I don't want to say something stupid. I want to give myself a chance.
Well, it's here. A vegetable then of some sort.
Right. Thank you.
5 seconds.
Green pepper.
Lettuce is lechuga. Lettuce.
Interesting game. That was interesting.
Well, you lost.
That's fun. That's fun.
Jerry, congrats. We got your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Those are very simple.
Yeah. That was easy.
Beer, lettuce.
He said, shut up.
Orange.
Yep, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
Jerry. I wasn't trying to make it overly difficult, but I guess it was.
What's this dose?
So.
Dose what?
Dos Equis. Dos de Mayo. Dos is two.
Okay.
Mayo is May. Day is of.
Oh.
Second of May.
So
May
this is second. This is like a holiday?
Well, Dos Equis likes to claim this as their own day. Because Dos Equis.
You understand?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, of course, they get that also because it's Mexican beer and everything, and everyone celebrates that.
All inclusive.
Right. But this is their own day. Dos de Mayo. Dos Equis.
I told you guys, I was at Slito Lindo last night, the Mexican place right over the viaduct over
West
here.
West O Street.
And I was taken aback by the men next to me ordered nachos. They didn't have nachos cheese. That's not really something you order, is it?
At Mexican place?
No. Yeah.
No way.
It's like, wait, what are you doing?
Don't get, no way.
You don't order. They just said, we don't serve that.
Get the free chips and salsa and then get a burrito or taco
or
enchilada.
Yeah. Nacho cheese?
It's very simple here. Don't overthink.
Okay. This is a McDonald's.
Tiebreaker before we get to
Bill.
Bill, in what year was the first Cinco de Mayo celebrated?
Okay, this is interesting.
Yes, it is.
You could miss this by a long way.
I could miss it by 100 years. The chance. Celebrated.
Yep.
1922.
Oh, that's a good guess. I was going to say... like early 1900s.
1863.
Ooh, I was going to say 1872.
Not that bad. You're only 60 years off. It wasn't 100. It's not that bad.
I could miss this by 100
years. You didn't. No, but you didn't, though.
Okay, say the year again.
1863.
That's how long they've been celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Yes.
Wow.
Commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla.
1865, you said?
1863.
1863, just opened a bunch of Coronas up.
Sounds like a good day. Good day to me. So
it does.
Way to go, Jerry. Low scoring game today, but it's a win's a win. So it's all right. When we come back, the spillover on Early Break of the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.